Welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa Caprio. Do you believe in magic? What if you were told that all you had to do was get a little creative and work a magic spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Here on Postcards to the Universe, we will share manifesting, tips, postcards, creativity, abundance, and prosperity. Here is your host, Melissa Caprio.
Hello and welcome to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. How's everybody doing? How are we holding up? We are starting 2022 a little rocky. I know a lot of people who are sick and have contracted the virus, but thankfully are doing well. So let's hold that intention for the world that even if we are infected, affected, whatever you want to say, we will all hold up well and recover, right? Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, every other day, somebody else I know is telling me they're positive. So I'm saying prayers for all of us. Today, I have a really cool guest, professional psychic Nicole Antoinette on, and she's going to join me in a few minutes. For those of you who are new tuning into my show for the first time, I want to say welcome, and I'm so honored that you're here today with me. I am not only a radio host slash podcaster, I am also an author, and my book is titled Postcards to the Universe, Harness the Universe's Power and Manifest Your Dreams. And in my book, there are 30 manifesting stories along with the photographs that I took of the contributors' manifesting postcards. I'm also a photographer. I include writing exercises to help us get clear on what we want to manifest and a toolbox full of fun exercises on how to manifest love, money, health, career, and so much more. So if you're interested in starting off 2022 with a bang and doing some inner work, exercises, and reading people's incredible journeys of transformation, inspiration, and manifesting, please go to your favorite bookstore and purchase a copy. Each week, I share a Magic Monday message, and it's an image of a manifesting postcard that I photograph with an affirmation that I like to focus on for the week, and using affirmations daily is a powerful way to become a new belief, for it to become a new belief in our lives. And this week's magical message is, I manifest a positive place in the world. You know, things are really tough right now, and I am super sensitive, so I feel a lot of what is going on in the world, and I have to watch not to take that on and manifest dis-ease. And that is why I need to take lots of space for myself. And sometimes it can make me sad or angry, and I have a choice at that moment what I want to put out into the world, especially on social media, right? I mean, we see things that anger us all the time. And sometimes I do want to lash out and write something probably mean and definitely negative. And I have to reel myself back in. And that's when I can choose to instead to put something positive that I want into the world. Sometimes it's easier than others, but that is how I manifest my positive place in the world. So next time you see something that angers you, stop. And instead of responding in anger, try to replace it with something positive. And if you can't do that, that's fine. I get it. Sometimes I can't. Just take a step back, take a long breath, and say nothing, because that is taking an action and that is working towards positivity. It's just something to think about moving forward. Okay, so next week I have Corby Mitlead as a certified tarot master, certified psychic, trained medium, and ordained minister. And Corby's abilities include spiritual intuitive counseling, past life retrieval, and analysis and mediumship. And in our conversation, Corby is going to focus on past lives. We all have past lives. Knowing who you were in a previous incarnation can hold keys to making this life more fulfilling and accelerate spiritual growth. So that's going to be an interesting show next week. So join me if you're interested in past lives, because I certainly am. Okay, excited to talk with my guest today. Nicole Antoinette is a professional psychic, medium, and spiritual mentor. Her compassion, kindness, and playfulness sets her apart from others in her field. After growing up in an abusive religious household, Nicole made it her mission to seek out her own spiritual truth. Now she inspires people from all over the world to follow their own spiritual path, regardless of where it may lead. Her passion is teaching people to accept, embrace, and enhance their own psychic gifts. As a medium who has worked with thousands of people in the past 10 years, her work inspired her to teach others how they can connect to their loved ones by themselves. Nicole doesn't believe that only special people are born with the gift. She believes that anyone can make contact with the spirit world if they're given the right tools, methods, and encouragement. And to find out more about her, if you go to her website, it's called guidingechoes.com. She has so much information. It's guiding, G-U-I-D-I-N-G, echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S.com. Welcome, Nicole. Thanks so much for being here with me today. I'm excited to talk with you.
Well, thank you for having me, and I'm excited to speak to you, too.
Great. Oh, good. Okay, so yes, I did read your bio, and you kind of touched a little bit on your background, but why don't you share about your background and how you got into this calling. I mean, it's a line of work, but I think it's kind of like a calling, isn't it? When you're sort of do this work.
It absolutely is because, you know, while Hollywood does a great job of making mediumship and psychic look all glamorized and mystical and all of that, the reality is this is hard work.
Yeah,
and,
I believe it.
You know, earlier today, I was thinking about, you know, my upbringing and the way that different religions kind of segregate themselves. And there was a part of me that's like, you know, I almost wish that I believed in the same things that organized religions do because life would be easier. You have this community, you're more accepted. Mm-hmm. And this is definitely a path you have to feel called to because it does alienate a lot of people.
Yes.
Even if you haven't done anything wrong, it's just by and large, you know, mediums are still thought of and looked at in a certain way in our society. But thankfully, that is starting to change. So as far as my background, I grew up in a very emotionally abusive and mentally abusive household with parents who had really kind of devised their own branch of Christianity. And it was, I guess you could say the attitude was very militant and they were very controlling. I was also homeschooled from second grade all through high school. And so that was very lonely and confusing because I didn't have a lot of peers and I missed out on things like homecoming and prom. And, you know, I don't think most adults recognize how important those experiences are because as you grow up and you become an adult, there's a lot of people who still talk about their football days and homecoming and when they went to prom. And so it's kind of awkward to not have those experiences to share with other people. So while I grew up in that environment, it was very confusing for me because I was very sensitive and I was also clairsentient. But I was unfamiliar with those terms, and so I didn't really understand what was happening to me. I was able to sense the presence of beings and entities, and because of the way I had grown up, I believed that when I sensed these different spirits, they were most likely evil because I had been taught that any type of presence outside of what was preached in Christianity was evil or demonic. You know, so it was that kind of brainwashing.
Right. If it wasn't the Father, Son, or the Holy Ghost, then you were in trouble, right?
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So I was always in trouble. I was always sensing things.
Sure.
And so
now, that must have been very scary as a little child. That must have been
very
It was
very scary. Well, my parents were the type where if anything went wrong in their life, like any little thing, my parents would start rebuking Satan. So it was just like, it was pretty extreme, actually. Very scary.
Very scary
to grow up. So as I entered my 20s, I really went back and forth on the whole religious thing because I was heavily indoctrinated, but I also knew I didn't believe in a lot of the things that I had been taught. And there was the side of me that was still very spiritual that wanted to be nurtured. So it was very confusing and I felt very split. So I tried the atheist thing for a while and that didn't pan out. And then went back to Christianity, different branch of Christianity, also didn't pan out. And eventually there were a lot of life situations that came at me and I ended up going through the worst depression I had ever faced at that point in my life. And what it caused me to do was to seek out answers outside of traditional therapy and outside of the spiritual mold that I had been programmed for. And I found meditation. And so I started meditating, and meditating actually helped a lot. And I swear to God, the first time I meditated, first time I decided to do it, I was so afraid I was going to get demon possessed.
So wow.
Should I be doing this? But I was so desperate. It's like, I'll try anything. So, meditated. It was scary. So meditated, it was a very peaceful experience. I loved it. And I continued to do that. And, about 5 years later, 5 years later from that point, so I'd been meditating off and on for a while. I had met a couple spirit guides, but I wasn't really identifying as a psychic. I didn't think I was a medium. Like I didn't know what I was. So 5 years after that experience, one year I decided that I was going to decorate my house for Halloween, and I wanted to have a seance scene in my front yard inspired by Disneyland's Haunted Mansion ride. And for that, I needed tarot cards. So I went online and I started looking for tarot cards, and I ended up finding this really beautiful deck, but it was outside of my budget. I didn't want to pay that much for cards that I was using as decorations. So I put them on my wish list and continued to look at other cards, and none of them jumped out at me or spoke to me the way those cards did. And those cards haunted me for 3 days until I finally bought them. I just kept thinking about them. So they eventually arrived in the mail, and when I opened the box and held those cards in my hand, I felt this need to protect them. The artwork was so beautiful, and there was just something special about these cards, and I could feel it. So at that point, I decided there was no way in hell I was going to use them as decorations. They were just too pretty, and I decided I was going to learn how to read the cards instead. So I bought some books, took an online course, practiced with other people, and through tarot and working with others, my abilities just completely lit up. And it was shocking to me because I had never sensed so many things and been so in tune. Like it was actually really exciting. And I became like this addict where I was like, I needed my next spiritual hit. I needed more. This is so cool.
Well, that's probably why the cards wouldn't leave you alone, because they were the conduit to help you open up that specific deck. So you had to have that deck. It makes sense.
Because that deck changed my entire life, because it was through that I learned how to read tarot, and through that, my mediumship abilities opened. So I opened up this small business and I started doing readings through like Fiverr and Craigslist, charging really cheap. And what happened was, as I was doing tarot readings, spirits started to come through, and I would see them very clearly in my mind's eye. Their presence was so strong, I couldn't ignore it. And whenever I would tell my client, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt the reading, but I have this gentleman here, I've got this female here, and I'd start describing them, my clients always knew exactly who I was talking about. And it would take a few months before I accepted that I was a medium. It was just, I kind of thought it was a fluke the first couple times it happened. And then when it was happening more regularly, I wasn't sure what to make of it. And then there was a part of me that was wondering if maybe I was just going a little crazy, even though this stuff was getting validated. So that's how this path unfolded for me. So, you know, it's not like I hit my head on something or I, you know, grew up seeing orbs and stuff. It was, I bought some tarot cards.
Well, you were already having things happening to you as a young child, and then, you know, and you were trying to keep that door shut because of the way you grew up in the religious household. So if you grew up in a household where parents were embracing that, then you probably would have started doing this so much earlier, you know, because it would have been nurtured. So you were trying to shut that out, and they were trying to get in, you know. And once you open the door, so interesting, since I started doing radio, I've always been into this kind of stuff since I was a kid. I mean, you know, metaphysical bookstores, I've always been into it since forever, right? But since the radio show, I've met so many people who can do mediumship, which is really interesting. And they say the same, they have a similar story as yours. Like once it started, then it's kind of like, for the other side, you're like this open channel. So your light sort of shines over there. So they're like, oh, there's somebody that I can go to get a message to my loved one kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure you must have, do you have boundaries that you have to tell, like, you know, because could they bother you all the time? Like, all the time,
they
right?
They don't anymore. Yeah, they did. They did.
So okay, okay.
There was this one time where I'd gone out to lunch with some friends, and there was a spirit that came right up to the table and started talking to me, and I was trying to ignore it, and he was pointing, like, where he wanted me to go and who he wanted me to talk to and what I needed to say, so in my mind, So I closed my eyes and I kind of put my head down. I must have looked like I was praying. And I was telling this spirit, like, not now. Like, I can't do this for you. I'm with my own friends. And so it was funny because when we left the restaurant, one of my friends, like, she came up to me and she grabbed my arm. She's like, I know a spirit approached you. I know. What did he say? What do you want? Because she knew I was a medium and she recognized I was acting weird. And one of the reasons I was trying to, like, keep it low key was because I was with three other people who didn't believe in this stuff, and there was no need to, you know, go down that rabbit hole with them. So yeah, they can be very persistent when you first open up if you don't know how to shut it down. And then what was interesting is I think I kind of went through a period where I shut it down too much and. Okay. It felt like I was pulling teeth to get any messages across because I just kind of went through a season where it's like, I really just need to be left alone and figure things out for a while. And then when I was ready to get back to it, like not a lot was coming through. So you have to be really careful with how you set the boundaries and what your intentions are. Because, it can get to a point where the door's a little too close, and they're like, uh-oh, what did I do?
Right. Well, I want to – we're at our first break, so I want to take our break here. But when we come back, I want to talk about – because you help people do this themselves, which I find really interesting. So, we're going to talk about that. So let's take our first break here. So guys, stay tuned, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes with Nicole.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. OM Times. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hi. I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on OM Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The rainbow is God's promise of hope for you and me. And though the clouds hang heavy and the sun we cannot see, we know above the dark clouds that fill the stormy sky, hope's rainbow will come shining through when the clouds have drifted by. Teresa Caprio is the president and founder of Rainbow Guardian, Inc., a nonprofit 501c3 serving the intellectually challenged/developmentally disabled, including autism. Teresa started the foundation in 1995 so she could help make a better life for her intellectually challenged daughter. Her dream is that the Rainbow Guardian will provide the necessary tools and education to help the public understand the special needs population, because it's often discarded in mainstream society. To find out more or make a donation in support, please go to www.rainbowguardian.org. Rainbow Guardian's special mission is to see these unique people live a happy, full life and have a future of liberty and equality.
Welcome back. So today my guest is Nicole Antoinette, and she is a professional psychic and medium. And in the first part of the show, she was talking about her background and mediumship. So Nicole, before we get into, you know, how you say that, you know, you say in your bio that it's not, you don't have to have a special ability, that we can all tap into this. Do you do professional readings for people still? Is that something that's still in your wheelhouse that you do?
It's about to come back. I had originally taken it off of my menu for a while, so I was still doing psychic readings and spiritual mentoring, because spiritual mentoring is really where my heart is. Like, I love teaching people how to open their psychic gifts and how to do mediumship on their own. And I really want people to be more self-reliant and to trust themselves more. And so I was working on really just trying to get that across more than anything. And what I found out is that that's almost unfair on my part, because not everyone has the time or the ability to do that. And so I am about to open up the mediumship. It'll probably be showing back up in a couple weeks. But yeah, it is. I will be offering that again soon, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. And I imagine even if we could, some people might not want to do that. You know what I mean? That might make them feeling really, you know, uncomfortable or fearful. And so for them, they would rather go to a professional and have, you know, sit with somebody and see what happens instead of try to do it themselves. But you are still doing psychic readings, which is something different.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I'm still doing psychic readings.
So in a psychic reading, do you get images? I'm always curious, because every psychic's different. How do your images come to you? Is it just like you see a picture in your head? Do you hear something? Is it everything? Go ahead.
They come in a lot of different ways. What's interesting is, like, before we came into this broadcast and I was meditating and I was thinking about the broadcast, like, I saw a hot air balloon. And I felt like that was geared at you, like a hot air balloon. So I don't know if that's something you've ever thought about doing or have done. But what the hot air balloon represents to me is you raising to new heights. And so I feel like 2022 is going to be this very colorful and bright year for you. I feel like it's a year where you kind of stand up above the crowd. I feel like you figure out something new to do. And I don't know if this is like a new service or just a new way of presenting yourself. It feels like 2022 also offers the ability for more authenticity for you as well. And I feel like there's a little more, I want to say, vulnerability that you share with your audience and in your writings. And I do see writing being like a very big part of 2022 for you. And I don't know if this is a year where you told yourself you were going to write a new book or what was going on, but I do see writing being even more prevalent for you. And there's going to be a season. It feels like it's maybe in the spring, could be fall. I know it's not the summer. It's either spring or fall, maybe both, where there's going to be some challenges there, but you get through it. But if you were going to have a theme this year, I'm very much seeing just this giant hot air balloon, and it feels so peaceful. But when I also think about this balloon, like, I have this fear of heights. Well, it's not as bad as it used to be, but I think if I were on a hot air balloon, I'd freak out. Yeah. So what I'm feeling with you, though, is that because that's the image that showed up for me, this was also about you overcoming some type of fear and getting to the point where whatever that fear is, whether it's a belief or a block, it doesn't affect you. It doesn't keep you down. crazy. So that's kind of an example.
Well, I can. I can.
Can work.
Well, that's pretty awesome because I can confirm a bunch of stuff. So this year, I'm actually 90% done with my second book. I'm going to be writing the rest of the week. So you're right about that, about the book. There is more things coming that I'm including with the book. I'm doing my own oracle cards. So that's something new
nice.
This year. Yeah, yeah,
ooh,
with my photography.
Fun.
And this summer, I want to do more traveling this year, and I'm doing a writer's retreat in the summer in Ireland. I'm going this summer, so I'm really excited about that. And I am afraid to fly, but I'm doing it anyway, flying by myself especially. So you have been pretty much on, you know, on. Yeah. So writing is definitely
a
big thing. Yeah, it totally resonated. So, and I want to say it to everybody listening so that you can hear her and then my confirmation, because Nicole has no idea about my second book. She doesn't know anything about that or the writer's retreat. Nothing about that. So
right. It's
interesting that you would pick up on that, because before the show, I was cleaning, listening to old music and cleaning out my house like I like to do. I like to organize and do stuff. And I was just thinking about how I was going to schedule tomorrow and Friday right before the show for writing. So the fact that you said that just is really kind of cool. So there we go.
But I was like, there's going to be a challenge with the writing, but you're going to get through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm hoping maybe the challenge is maybe like, you know, like when it's going to be published, you know, like hopefully it'll be published in 2022 because it's pretty much almost complete. At least the first draft is almost. I still have a ways to go, but yeah. So it's exciting.
Well, there's
see.
Always, you know, with mm-hmm. any type of project anyone takes on, there's always those challenges that are mm-hmm. behind the scenes. And it could be something with the publishing date or even when you're self-publishing, trying to get something uploaded to Kindle and Amazon mm-hmm. keeps it back.
Yeah. And I really do want to publish these oracle cards along as a companion to the book. So, yeah.
That's going to be so amazing. I'm so excited for you. Oracle cards are so fun.
Well, yeah, especially because they're my photographs, which is kind of really cool.
Right.
So, you know, I made this whole little thing with the affirmations. So I'm excited about that. Oh, cool. So I'm glad that was unexpected.
Well,
thank you.
How can I get on the wait list for that? Like, I need these in my life, Melissa. You can't just tell me about it.
As soon as I have them ready, believe me, I will be talking about them nonstop, and I will reach out to you. I will remember.
Pinky swear.
Thank you. Oh my God, love it. So, getting into the mediumship. Okay, so when you're going to have somebody come into a mediumship with another person, like how does that play out? How does that manifest? You sit down and all of a sudden, like you made a mention that this gentleman sort of like came up to your table when you were having lunch with your friends. Like, did you like see him, but nobody else could see him? Like, how does that work? Fascinating to me. Wow.
Yeah, in that instance, I saw him pretty clearly. Most of the times I'll see them in my mind's eye, but sometimes it's so clear as if they're in front of me. And then there have been only two or three times where I have seen apparitions. Usually they're not full apparitions. Mm-hmm. Like it'll be basically from the waist up, or there was one time it was from the waist down. I'm like, well, that's different. but for the most part, it's in my mind's eye. So I see him in my mind, but then there's like this presence that I can feel. So I had a reading with someone actually just last night, and it was absolutely fascinating. And so basically what I'll do is I will meditate and get into spirit as best as I can. And I will ask spirit to bring forth someone that is recognizable by the person I'm doing the reading for. So last night I had this wonderful client, and as I was tuning into her and her beautiful energy, I started to get the image of this man, and he was an elder gentleman. Mm-hmm. He had this gleam in his eye, this twinkle in his eye, and I had this distinct feeling that he wanted to be remembered actually when he was older. And by older, I mean probably in his 80s or 90s. And when I was trying to get information from him about his younger years, he would not give me anything. He wouldn't tell me about his work. He wouldn't give me an image even of how he looked. He was giving me nothing. And he was just telling me that as he got older, his priorities in life changed. He became kinder. He liked who he was during the last 20 years of his life, and that's how he wanted to be remembered. So I shared this with my client. And she just got this smirk on her face, and she said, okay, she's like, that's definitely my biological father. I did not know him, and I didn't meet him until I was in my 50s, and he was much older. So that blew me away, because it made sense as to why he wanted to be remembered in that age frame, and why he was not telling me anything about his younger self and his younger years, because those years were lost to my client. She wouldn't have been able to confirm most of that anyway.
Right.
And one of the things that he also told me was that he regretted a lot of things that took place in his past. And if he had stayed in her life would have been hell. And she told me, she's like, Nicole, that's word for word of what my mom has always told me. So I'm like, my own jaw dropped, like, wow, that was really good confirmation for her. And for me as a medium, you know, because as a medium, you want to be sure that what you're saying is in fact on point. Otherwise, you know, what's the point?
Yeah, and you want to make sure that you're not making things up in your own mind, right? So you want to make sure you're not creating the story. So when you get confirmation, that knows that, okay, yeah, this is the real deal. I'm not making this up. Because I'm sure you may have, especially in the beginning, you probably thought, am I making this up or is this real, right?
Especially when they were coming to me out of nowhere. Like, I'd go get froyo with a friend, and then I'd see spirits, and they would try to talk to me. You know, those things you can't validate, because you can't be like, hey, does anyone have this spirit from the 1800s? Can anyone claim her? Stand up for that. You know, so when you're working with a client and they're able to, you know, validate what you're seeing, it gives more validity to the other experiences you have, which is nice.
And really, a lot of spirits do want to talk to us. They do still want to reach back down and talk to their loved ones. They feel
that need. Gosh, yes. They want to connect with you as much as you want to connect with them. The thing is, on the other side, they remember who they are. Their personalities are usually still very much intact, and they still have a deep fondness for the lives that they touched while they were here. So, you know, the mom that passed away still has a deep love for her daughter and her son and her grandkids and her husband. And she wants them to know that she's okay and they're going to be okay too. So the other side is always wanting to communicate messages of hope, forgiveness, and strength to us. And so that's a very clear pattern. And of course, they all have different ways of presenting this. Like last night with my client, you know, the gentleman came forward and he did have an apology, and he did have sort of a reason as to why he disappeared. And that was very healing for my client, just to get that verification and validation. But they always want to make contact. And I do believe that sometimes the inability to make that contact successfully is just as frustrating to them as it is for us.
Yeah, and I'm sure for everybody listening, if you've ever lost somebody, if you've ever asked for a sign from that person and got one, you know that's their way of communicating with you. Like when my grandmother, who I was really close to, died, this is many years ago, it happened a lot more. You know, she's been dead now over 25 years, maybe even 30 years now. Oh my God, I can't even remember. But she, in the beginning, the first like 5 years, there were signs all the time. All the time. You know, I would just think of her and a butterfly, a certain orange, the orange butterflies always remind me of her, a certain song. And every once in a while, they'll still hear a song that reminds me of her. And I know that's her like saying hello, you know, like just a quick drive by, you know, I don't think she's hanging around as much anymore. You know, she's got other things to do. But in the beginning, so for those of you listening, so if it's somebody like a certain feather or a certain bird or hummingbird, or for some people it's butterflies, dragonflies, you know, cats, I don't know, something that kind of is like their loved, your loved one is like reaching out to you in the only way they can. I mean, we've had in my family more physical manifestations. Like I heard her, I felt her. She touched me after she died. Like I felt her nails in my hair. You know, like I had a real physical, a physical response. But like a door slamming or lights flickering, right? Aren't those ways that they kind of try to get our attention?
Yeah, those are huge. And then the radio turning on by itself, or the TV turning on by itself. So yeah, electrical issues are huge. They're usually really good about manipulating electrical devices.
It must be the frequency. It must be easier for them to tap into the frequency or something. Yeah, because that's happened. Yeah, the TV's gone on or the channel will change or something. And you're like, whoa, what's going on here? Right.
Yeah. My friend Mark Anthony wrote a wonderful book called The Afterlife Frequency, which I highly recommend everyone check out. And he talks about that energetic frequency and how light is really the only energy that is visible by the human eye. And so when you think of electricity in terms of not just pure energy, but also light, it makes sense as to why spirits sometimes use that as their go-to and why they're able to manipulate those objects better than other things. So it's really fascinating.
What's the name of the book again?
It's Afterlife Frequency.
Afterlife Frequency. That sounds really interesting. Yeah.
Oh, it's so fascinating. It's all about the science behind afterlife communication. It's a really good book.
Oh, that sounds really interesting. And I know a lot of people can resonate. And, you know, everybody listening to my show on a regular basis probably has had at least one or two experiences where they've received a sign from someone who's passed on. And I really want to talk about what we can do, because I want you to share with us like some of the things that maybe we can do on a daily basis to open ourselves up.
Yeah.
So we're going to take our second break here, and then we're going to really delve into that when we come back. So guys, stay tuned, and I'll be back in just 2 minutes with Nicole. So stay tuned.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times. Co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Hi, I'm Melissa Caprio from Postcards to the Universe, creating the life you crave. Do you believe in magic? What if I told you all you had to do was get a little creative and work a dream spell to bring anything you can imagine into your life? Well, guess what? I've got the spell for you. Postcards to the Universe, a global movement for manifestation, is a casting magical tool for you to use whenever you want. How does living in passion sound to you? Join me in my movement where you get to create in the magical playground. Let's think outside the box and do some playful conjuring. By casting out our desires with a manifesting postcard, we explore our hearts and allow the alchemy of our dreams to appear. And don't forget to tune in each week here on Om Times Radio with my show, Postcards to the Universe, Creating the Life You Crave at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. I share tips on creativity, abundance, and prosperity, and you will be introduced to the coolest guests, trailblazers, mystics, and creatives who enrich our lives.
Coping 19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. Okay, so Nicole, let's dive right in. I want you to share with us some of the things that, okay, so you have a few courses online. I want to mention that first. So Easy Steps to Strengthen Your Clairvoyance, Embracing Heaven, Connect with Your Deceased Friends and Family, and Psychic Mediumship Through the Chakras. Those are the courses that you're offering right now that people can find on your website, guidingechoes.com. So can you share just a few things on the show that maybe we can start doing for those who are listening? And they're like, yes, I want to talk to my mom who passed on, or my grandma, or my favorite aunt, you know, like,
absolutely.
She'll come.
So I have a couple methods that I want to teach you. And mm-hmm. also if your viewers or your listeners are interested in more methods, they can check mm-hmm. out my Embracing Heaven online course, because there's several different methods that I teach there. There's also different workbooks that they can print out and videos that they can watch. And mm-hmm. there's something there for everyone. One of my favorite ways to have people connect is to make their own communication cards. And these are essentially their own oracle cards that are based completely on the style of communication that their loved one used. Now, I like these so much better than the other oracle cards you'll see on the market that are generic. Mm-hmm. That are meant to help you connect to the other side. And while those can be helpful, a lot of times they're missing something. They're missing that special pizzazz and flavor that your loved one actually had. So what you do mm-hmm. is you'll get maybe some blank index cards, and you'll think about some of the different things that your loved one used to say. For example, one of my clients was making these cards, and her father used to have this thing that he would say all the time, which is, it's good enough for company. And that was his way of saying he liked something. So if he tried a new meal and someone asked, how do you like it? He'd say, well, it's good enough for company. They're like, well, how do you like that new movie that you watch? It's good enough for company. So she made these cards, and that's one of the things that she placed on them. And she decided to ask him how he liked it in the spirit world, how he liked it in heaven. She shuffled the cards, and she pulled the cards and said, it's good enough for company.
Love that so much.
And so these communication cards are precious because they help the personality of your loved one to come through. And when you read them, you really know that you made a connection to your loved one. The reason these work so well is because when you're creating them, you're very in tuned with their personality. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about them, which means their vibration and their mm-hmm. essence is right alongside you. Their energy is most likely blending with you, helping you to create these cards. So different things that you can do to jog your memory, to figure out what type of things that you want to place on these cards, is you can pull up old emails that you may have saved from them. You can look at letters or birthday cards that they sent to you. You can look at the text messages that you went back and forth on. Listen to the voicemail. And if anything really stands out, you want to be able to put that on a card. And you want to find different ways that they said yes or no. For example, one of my clients had a grandpa that she was very close to. Mm-hmm. And when she would be discussing an idea with him, if he thought it was kind of ridiculous, he wouldn't say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. He'd lean his head forward and look at her over the top of his eyeglasses. Mm-hmm. And so what she ended up doing as the no card was she actually put that picture down. She drew a little picture of it, and she said it works like a charm. So every time, like, he needs to tell her no, she'll shuffle the cards, and when she pulls that card, she laughs, because usually she knows it's something he would already say no to. But just that image reminds her. Yeah, it reminds her so much of him, and she can feel that blend that's happening. So
I love this so much. Because it's like so my, I'm all about creating postcards, right? And you're talking about you're tapping into the energy. And when I teach people to do a manifesting postcard, we're tapping into the universal energy of abundance. That's what we're tapping into. So that's why people feel love creating them. So this is so like, it never even occurred to me to do it this way. And now like I'm so excited because I'm doing this for sure. For sure. I got goosebumps and that's a validation. I get goosebumps, you know, that validates me that I'm I love it. I love it so much.
One of the things I'd like to ask your listeners to do is after they've tried this, I would love to hear back from them. So if they can email me at hello@guidingechoes.com. Or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/guidingechoes and message me there with their experience. Cause I love to hear the stories on how these work for people.
Message me too. CC me too at postcards to the universe because I want to hear also.
Right. It's so fascinating. So what's fun about these two is that it gets you a very quick answer. It helps you to connect quickly. You can also create more cards at any time. Mm-hmm. You can take them with you to different places. Everyone's going to think you just have a index cards full of business notes. They don't know that you're talking to your loved one on the other side. And it's just, I think, really a great covert way to get that communication quickly.
That's great. So if you're making the cards, just real quick, so you're making the cards, you're putting in some of the definite statements that you know would be from your loved one. Do you also recommend you put in a card that says yes, like yes, definitely, if you're asking a yes or no question and no, you know, so that way those cards are in the mix also, the general ones?
Those are important. Okay. However, if your loved one had a specific way of saying yes or no, you want to include that. Sometimes you'll have a parent that said maybe, but maybe means no. You want to include the way that they said yes or no. So you always want to tailor it as best as you can to them. The other thing that I recommend, and I think this is especially important for people who lost someone under more tragic circumstances, is to visualize what they looked like when they were healthy and take a pen and paper or, you know, fingertips to keyboard and write down in as much detail as you can what they looked like when they were healthy, when they were well, when they, you know, before illness took them or before they had the accident, because they do want to be remembered healthy. And the way for you to get past the trauma and the way for you to work through the grief, so spirit communication is a little easier. And by the way, I also want to say grief does not prevent spirit communication. Anger might, guilt might, but grief doesn't. Grief is just an experience. Grief is love with nowhere to go. Grief can actually help in some situations with spirit communication. But you'll want to really think about how they were when they were healthy and write it down, because your mind will start to go back to the instances of when they were healthy instead of your mind going back when they were sick. Because if you go back to that all the time, you're the one getting re-traumatized, and we don't want that. And so as you start to remember them when they're healthy, you just kind of visualize them in the room that you're in. Imagine that your grandmother is looking at your latest book that you bought, and she's just flipping through the pages. You know, you notice simple things like that. And then as you're imagining them in the room and you're imagining them doing these different things, you just ask them questions and see what comes back. People don't realize that spirit communication. It's not your imagination. It's you opening up the door so they can communicate with you. So allow your imagination to be that space in consciousness that allows for spirit communication, because the reality is that imagination is where consciousness grows. It's where you visualize the things you want to manifest. So why wouldn't it be where you communicate with your loved ones?
God, that makes so much sense. And quickly, but I want to ask two questions. One is, when you're thinking of somebody and you keep, like, they keep reoccurring in your mind, this can be somebody who's passed or somebody who's even alive. I'm just curious from your professional perspective. And then you're hearing songs that remind you of the time in your life when that person over and over, is that other person thinking of you at the same time? Is that why it feels like it's so strong? Like maybe somebody you've lost contact with, if they're alive, and then obviously if they're dead, you're not speaking to them anymore on a regular basis, you know?
If it's someone on the other side, if songs come up that remind you of someone on the other side, and if you're constantly having memories, it is a sign that their spirit is near you and they're wanting to communicate with you. So there's that.
Okay.
If that person is still alive, it could actually be something else. It could be more like you're thinking about them so much that you're accidentally manifesting these songs and you're manifesting these experiences that make that rumination stronger. So it could actually be a sign that, hey, it's time to get over this. Like, you need to get some therapy. You need to get some help.
Right. Okay.
So it's not necessarily a sign that they're thinking of you. It could be a sign that you're you still need to heal from something in that experience so that you don't repeat it again.
Right. If it's painful, but if it's it could be a positive, like a fond memory of somebody that used to be friends with from childhood or something, right? That could just be you're just remembering fondness because, like it could be somebody you haven't seen in 20 years that you knew as a kid and you have fond memories. So it's not necessarily a painful thing.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could just be something that you want to repeat again.
Okay. I'm just getting the clarification because sometimes those times come stronger than others. And, you know, I always wonder, like, what does that mean? Okay. And then the other question is, when you're doing the visualization and you're thinking of the person who passed on, is there a certain time of the day? Is it night is better when it's quieter? Like, when do you recommend we do those exercises?
You know, it can really be whatever time is best for you. If the best time is, you know, 1 p.m. before the kids come home from school, then that's the best time.
Right.
So
okay, that makes
you'll want to practice it. Yeah. Whenever you're free of distraction, really.
Yeah.
Probably
yeah,
also
that makes
a
sense.
Good time to make your cards. When you're free of distraction, you can focus.
Well, yeah, because, you know, sometimes, you know, your phone doesn't stop, you're getting notifications left and right, so you would want to do these kind of things when you can set yourself to do not disturb and you have some time for yourself, kind of like meditation, right? Everybody meditates at a different time, right? Well, I love that. That's really cool. Oh, my God, the cards thing is such a great idea. I can't believe I never thought about that. It really, really is. It's such a great idea. Anything else you want to share with us? We only have like a few minutes before we wrap up.
Well, I just want to remind people that, you know, first of all, I'm sincere when I say I would love to hear your story. So once you have made your cards and you've worked with them a little bit, I'd love to hear your story. So you can email me at hello@guidingechoes.com and be sure to CC Melissa because she wants to see those stories too.
Yes, I want to hear them.
And if you want even more methods on how to communicate with your loved ones, because I find it's always good to have more than one method. And sometimes you'll go through different stages in life where one method or technique works better than another. You can go to my website at guidingechoes.com and check out the Embracing Heaven course. So there's a lot of tools that are available to you, and it's definitely worth the time, the resources, and the energy to put into that because you want to continue to have that relationship with your loved ones and they want it too. And it's definitely possible. You just need to have the right tools and the encouragement. And this is absolutely something you can do on your own. So you don't need a medium. You can learn this on your own.
Very cool. Yeah. And I do this. I ask for a specific sign, like something that reminds me of the person specifically. And that's, and when I get that confirmation, then I know it was coming from the person who passed on, you know, that person. So you can do that, which is really kind of cool. So if it's a certain, like a certain song that always reminds you of this person, the song, I just called to say I love you. that song? That song was my grandmother's song. She loved that song. So I'll ask to hear that song. And they don't play that song that much anymore because this is a song from the 80s. So when I hear it, I'm like, hi, Mom. Like, I'm so glad you came by, you know? Yeah.
You see, as you do these different exercises, like one of the things that people will consistently tell me when they're working with their communication cards is those synchronicities amp up, the signs amp up. So it's really fascinating, but you will absolutely get signs when you ask for them. Like I get them all the time. It's always in an unexpected way, which makes it an even better surprise. So yeah, it's fascinating. I love this stuff. It's so cool.
I know. I do too. I love it too. It is really cool. And the universe works the same way. If you just need a sign from your guardian angels or your spirit guides that you're on the right track, or you have a question, you can ask for a sign from them also. It's always wanting to respond to us. It's us that we get in our own way, right? We're the problem.
True.
It's been so much fun having you on the show and talking to you today, and thank you for my little mini reading. I'm gonna go back and listen to it and again when I can concentrate. And see what, because it's just so fascinating. And you guys, you have to go to her website, guidingechoes.com. it's GUIDINGECHOES.com, because on Nicole's website, she has links to everything that she's doing, so you can get much more information about her and, maybe get a reading or take one of her courses, you know, the Embracing Heaven, if you really want to connect with your loved ones who passed on. It sounds super fascinating. Thank you so much, Nicole, for being here with me today. And guys, and thank you. Thanks for listening to Postcards to the Universe with Melissa, creating the life you crave. And of course, I am wishing everyone a wonderful week filled with health, joy, abundance, and love. Peace.